Former Badgers football star Jared Abradaris has always been a guy who could get it done. Some would call him an overachiever. I would just call him an achiever. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? My name is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you helped to sponsor with those tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us online for more info, or if you'd like to give quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Abradaris walked onto the Wisconsin football program in 2009. By the time it was over, he would tie the program's career record for receptions with 202, finish second in career receiving yards with 3,140. He was a two-time All-Big Ten first-teamer. He was an All-American, and in 2012, in the Rose Bowl against Oregon, he set the single-game record for kickoff returns with 201 yards. The versatile Jared Abradaris is back with me on Sports and Commentary. So last time we visited, Jared, talk a little bit about Wisconsin football, what you're seeing today from the Badger football program and what it was like when you were playing. Let's move ahead here to your senior season after the season was over in that spring of 2014. You were a fifth-round draft choice of your favorite team growing up in the NFL, the Green Bay Packers. You're from Wautoma, Wisconsin. What was that like for you to be drafted by the Pack that season?
Yeah, it was crazy being a kid growing up rooting for the Packers. Then obviously going to high school, going to college, you never really dreamed that it could happen. But then all of a sudden the draft comes and you're like, well, I'm not going to get picked here. Badger hasn't gotten picked in like 10 years. And so kind of wrote it off. And then when it happened, it was exciting. But for me, it was more, it's time to go to work. I think a lot of other people got to enjoy it. But for me right away, I just knew, all right, now it's time to work. So. Great experience looking back on it to be able to say, hey, I was, Badger than a Packer. To kind of have that, experience was every, Wisconsin, kid's dream.
Absolutely, living that dream. You were on a couple of playoff teams with the Packers in 2015. In fact, you caught a two-point conversion in one of those playoff games against the Redskins, didn't you?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun actually getting, more reps and be able to play. I mean, that's the tough part about, the situation there was, obviously you got, Jordy, Randall, Devontae, you had a bunch of talented guys above you, and so you got to come in, every once in a while. But to be, during the playoffs, a lot of those guys were injured, so I actually got to play, a full game and just, finally getting the rhythm, and it was definitely – a lot more fun than just coming in on, a third down here or there.
Yeah, kind of an emergency starter in the postseason that year, but you played great Green Bay against the Redskins and the Arizona Cardinals. Then, in 2017, after you and the Packers parted ways, you wound up in Detroit.
Yeah, for me, I just wanted to be able to kind of experience another team. When I signed my injury settlement with the Packers, I didn't really feel like I was ready to be done. Still had the passion, and then wanted to stay close. Wanted to be with another good quarterback. Didn't really want to go somewhere where there was, a new quarterback or someone that wasn't as, established as obviously, Russell Wilson was. Aaron Rodgers. Didn't really want to go down, to another level. So. Thought the Lions would be a good fit, and it was a really, really good experience to have some friends over there that, still keep in touch with today, and, that was a really fun year.
Yeah. So was it tough earlier this year when you announced your retirement, when the end of football came and you said, that's enough?
Yeah, no, it was pretty easy, to be honest. I was ready. I mean, kind of like I said, when I was done with the Packers, I kind of knew I wanted to go and play somewhere else. Well, when I was done with the Lions, it was pretty pretty easy for me to move on. I was just ready to be done. My body was telling me, hey, you've had enough, you're ready. Mentally I was just, worn out and done with it. So it was just trying to figure out what the next step was. But I kinda clear cut decision. I was, you know, happy with it and ready to move on. You know, didn't want to drag on and, you know, bounce team to team, or move my family all over with my daughter getting a little bit older. So I was ready to settle down.
Yep. So today we find you back in your hometown of Wautoma, Wisconsin, working for Thrivent, husband, father, two children, and still helping others. Been involved with a foundation you set up called the Sow Foundation, S-O-W, Sow Foundation, being the hands and feet of Jesus. I bet you've seen some incredible stories through that foundation, huh?
Yeah, yep, I have. I started the Sow Foundation, supporting others to win, you know, really just helping people out that come upon, you know, tough times. You know, sending kids to summer camps, giving them opportunities that they didn't have, and just a lot of cool things in the community. So it's been fun. We've been working with the Human Services Department of Washoe County. You know, they kind of know the needs. They have people come to them. And so then we kind of use them to screen, you know, who and where we give.
That's outstanding. Jared Abernathy, a former Badger star wide receiver and Green Bay Packers draft choice, is going to be 28 at the end of the year. Jared, thanks for letting me get back in touch with you here on this edition of Sports and Commentary. God bless you.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.